So, Hank, at this time, you pull up to the front of the building. You, I assume, are out of the vehicle first?
I'm not an idiot, no.
Okay, that's fine. So people start getting out of the vehicle. How are you going to do what you wanted to do?
I mean, I've been riding in close proximity with him the whole time, so...
Have to make contact.
Yeah, I know, but it's a small van. So, as we're getting, people are getting out of the vehicle, I'm gonna kind of hop out and start patting him. That way, that way.
All right, okay, okay. Yeah, that's fine. So, all right. So they start heading in. You're going in the front, or are you going around back?
Side door, yeah. The door side we door? Originally planned to go through, yeah.
Okay, so the loading dock. Okay, so you get to the loading dock. And you pull up and get out, and your well-armed sociopaths in the vans, as you touch them, scramble up. Are you going with them?
I am going to text Brooke and ask her where specifically I need to be heading.
Okay, Sage gets a text. Are you going with them after you text?
If I can... Oh, you're talking about him. Yeah, I respond.
Okay, Brooke, where are you sending him?
Hmm?
Where is Sage sending him?
I send him two different locations that I have already texted him.
Okay, fantastic. So, are you going in the basement? Or the... Not the basement, but the loading dock?
I'm sending them upstairs to the penthouse, and I'm going to the basement to meet Brooke.
I'm going to try to slip away at some point.
Okay, so you're going to the basement. We'll get back to you. As you walk in the loading dock and start looking, you stairs or elevator?
Stairs.
Don't use the elevator, I tell
you. You're looking for the stairs. There are multiple elevators in this building. It's not just one. That was just a big-ass primary elevator. You start looking around. You hear shouts, you see the dock crew on the ground with their hand over their head or like running out of the building. And then you start hearing gunfire.
Yep, just going to keep going.
Yep, okay, all right, that's fine. That's fine, just wanted to confirm. So everyone in Finley Sr.'s office... the monitor on his desk starts beeping. He's going to go walk over there and check it. What are you all doing in the meantime? Gaping at Miss Benson? What is Benny doing? I'm fascinated at exactly where Benny is going to go with this. On which side of the die he will fall. I have so many questions.
He hasn't. He hasn't really seen anything decisive that he understands yet, so he's still waiting to see.
That's fair.
Wait to see what actually happened. I myself know what would happen, but Benny...
Sage would like to whisper to Benny, if she can, like, bend down and be like, I need to get out of here to help Hank. Can you help me do that?
Yeah, well... I thought he was down at the docks.
As far as anybody else is concerned, yes. But I gotta go help him with something.
So you want me to take you to the docks? Yeah, come on. We got a cab.
Yeah, Vinny, if you can just get me downstairs, that'd be great.
Okay. Let's go. Let's take... These look like stairs. It says exit on. Let's take stairs.
What's Benny doing? Benny is just gonna like walk out the door.
Yeah, put his arm around Sage and just walk. You know, just walk towards the door. Elder Finley is looking at his monitor.
Yep.
Maybe he's a little preoccupied. So we're just gonna walk out.
Fantastic.
As we're going, I am texting the group chat. If you see guys in hockey masks, don't get near. It's really a bad idea.
So a lot of things are going to happen at once.
Isn't that usually true?
Don't touch them.
That's fair. A lot of things are going to happen at once. Bentley Sr. looks at the screen, and everyone that is paying attention to him sees, like, rage cross his face. Brooke and Benny are just kind of walking out the front door. An alarm starts going off somewhere in the building. Finley Sr. looks up and looks at Finley Jr. and just absolute abject rage on his face. Just like hatred. And he looks at Finley and he looks at Hank and he looks at Al.
He looks at Hank. He's not in there.
Not Thanks Hank, not but there. But Brad, and he looks at Al, and like he looks at the back of Benny's head, and he's just like absolute rage. What the hell do you think you're doing, son? Was this your plan? Is this how you plan to betray me? Bring your friends up here in my goodwill? And then bring thugs into my building? And he reaches down and he grabs his desk and he lifts and it comes off the fucking floor.
Oh, Christ.
It is solid wood. It is literally bolted to the floor. It tears away from the bracket and, like, rolls.
Al blushes a little.
That's fair.
Yikes!
Yeah, that's fair.
I will just sincerely look at him. It's like, I have no idea what is going on right now. Like, I don't know.
I'll second that. Finley's not really the one with the plans. Not really a planner, that one. I don't
I'm aware. Your little friends brought more friends with guns, and now apparently they're threatening the work I do here.
To be fair, I think we probably did come here to kill you, but now that we see that we can't, obviously we're done, right?
I'm sorry, you came here to what?
Well, I mean, from the outside world, it kind of looks like you're the bad guy, right? Like, I mean, there's
he
no...
is.
Right, I mean, there's no... It doesn't really seem... I mean, now that you've told us, right, that your experiments might have impacted the human race in myriad negative ways, I don't think we're wrong.
I can't.
Clearly we were wrong about our abilities. So I think we'll probably... You want to get coffee after this?
He is perplexed. Well played, sir. Well played. He is perplexed and slightly confused.
It's working.
So Benny and Sage, while Al is bullshitting his way through this
heroic distraction. Thank
heroic
you.
Distraction.
Thank you. I appreciate
like,
it.
You like walk out the fucking door. Like, no one's gonna stop you. Sure. As you're walking out the fucking door, Brad runs up, grabs Sage, and is gone.
What?
Really?
I don't know what? Everyone else. He's least bulletproof. I'll meet you elsewhere. Where? And then to Sage, where are we going?
Stop basing it to your husband. Let's go.
And I take her downstairs to the basement at top speed.
So let me get this straight. Hold on. So Hank is downstairs.
Yeah.
Brad and Sage have now run off. Benny is just left out. And so now it's just Aloysius and myself in my dad's office by ourselves.
With Aloysius hitting on your dad. Yes.
And he's enraged.
A little turned on and enraged.
If it helps, I really like your wife. The clone of your wife. She seems like a nice lady.
Oh my
god. I may or may not be on my way to kill her, so.
Okay. Hold on. 1 second. I've got a pause. We got a storm coming in here, so I gotta go bring in the furniture outside. I'll be right back. This is fucking fantastic.
I'm gonna go grab me a beer. Hold on.
I do yell back at Benny. Benny, the basement! Well, no, I don't yell. I grab him like, Benny, the basement.
I don't think you have that chance.
Yeah, that's fair. If I'm gone, then that's the case. Shoot the group chat. The basement.
And he's got to break out his fucking jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
This thing's going off.
Let me check. What the hell?
And now Benny's just standing there all by himself, just out in the hallway, just like...
All by himself. Yeah, I really don't know what I'm supposed to do at this point.
Right? He was like all heroically going to escort, and suddenly he's like, where'd everybody go?
Benny's just going to sit down in the waiting room and start doing like the crossword puzzle or something like that.
Help himself to the whiskey.
Kind of doubt that's going to happen.
Start hitting on the secretary that's the clone of the secretary that's hanging
out. So I hear you twins, or maybe triplets.
You know, we could have a lot of fun with that power.
So, now that we've unveiled the horror story and shit show that I'm sure your plan is going to be, and this is fantastic. Where were we exactly? Brad was running. Benny, you are suddenly suddenly sageless.
That's true. Benny is still. Do I even know that Brad did that? Or did she just disappear?
You saw a Brad-shaped whoosh go by you.
Okay. All right. Well, it's yeah. I don't know if Sage originally told Benny where she was going to go meet.
She did.
Did she say in the basement or just say go
to
meet? Yes,
she said, I need you to get me to the basement.
I said, let's get downstairs, Benny.
Then Benny will go to what he believes are the stairs.
They're very easy to find. The stairs are very stairs. They have just a big sign that says, emergency exit, stairs.
Now here's a question. This stairwell, is it laid out in such a way that there is a significant gap between the
There is, and I know where this is going, and I'm really excited.
Okay. Yeah, we're landing.
If I think I probably won't fit between
it's a pretty big company.
Benny doesn't really know parkour. So yeah. Oh fuck it. All right, he'll vault off the top of it and just try to drop straight down.
Roll a dexterity plus an athletics check just to see what happens.
Do
you just fall or you do all the way down?
You know, either way, it'll be good TV.
Either way, he's gonna make it and not take a scratch.
Let's see. Well, no.
All right, so here's what happened.
I may possibly demolish the building on the way.
Benny jumps and, like,
he lands on Mom.
No,
that would actually be a good thing.
He careens off, like, every railing on the way down. Like, nothing stopped him. It was a botch.
It was a double botch.
It doesn't even hurt you, because, like, you can't be hurt by this. But so it's not even like, ow, ow, ow. It's just like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Bang, no, bang, 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 bang.
You get a little motion sick on the way down. Just like all the jostling. You collide into the bottom floor. which is not the basement. It's just the main floor. There's a break there. And you look as you're laying on your back, looking up. You can track the path
all
you
the
took
bent,
down.
All the bent railings
because of like the bent railings, the damage of the masonry.
So, oh, that didn't go the way I wanted it to. All right, Miss Sage, I'm coming. Don't worry, I'm coming. Where do I go? I gotta go down.
There's a door in front of you. There's another door in front of you that says, sub.
I'll listen to the door. Check it for traps. By which I mean I'll kick it open.
Okay, because there's a key card. I was about to say there's a key card. So, roll your strength plus brawl? Oh, strength plus might.
Does he fall down so quick that he actually beats Brad and Sage down?
Terminal velocity is a bitch, so maybe?
It's only 125. It's not that.
Yeah, so I was about to say.
Now imagine we tried that with you just holding Sage and jumping. Sage dead.
That was the plan, actually. So you may have chosen wisely.
Yeah.
You didn't really choose.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So you kick the door, and it comes off the hinges and like
the
rockets.
Wall comes with it.
Yeah, like part of the wall comes with it, which is interesting because actually the door was a pull.
Yeah, I went to the school for the gifted. What do you want?
Fantastic reference. Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
You kick it like off its hinges, like literally off its hinges and part of the frame. And there's another stairwell. This one does not have a center, hole.
Oh, thank Christ. So, Benny will descend until he can go no further.
Okay, so Benny starts to walk. Okay, back in the Finn Senior's office. Roll initiative.
Oh fuck!
God damn it!
Good luck, guys. Bye.
Yeah, Finley's just gonna look around. It's like, all right, guys, let's go. Oh fuck.
Your father is enraged.
I go on 15.
I go on 8.
let me know when I get Sage where she needs to go, and then I will come back.
It'll probably take like a couple of rounds.
God damn it.
Oh shit, he rolled a 15. Jesus, oh my God. Fuck.
Well, Aloysius, it was nice knowing you.
That's wild. Okay, well, he goes first.
We started the game together. We're going to go out together.
It was not great, but...
So, no coffee? No coffee later? We decided no coffee then.
So...
Tea?
You're getting hot coffee right now.
So, the first thing that happens is that he splits into three.
You know, we could have a lot of fun with this, is all I'm saying.
It's the original and two bonus.
Oh, so it is the original.
Yes. And, well, the original one you saw there. And two bonus. So there are three of them.
He's sitting in Paris somewhere, just like watching a movie while this is all happening.
That would be fantastic. So. That's the first thing that happens. What is your who rolled higher?
Me.
You got a better. What are you gonna do?
Okay. This is. Oh, fuck it! I'm just going to all out blast. The center one. Actually, no. I'm gonna hit one of the clones.
Choose carefully.
I'm going to hit one of the clones.
Choose carefully. That's fine.
How do you know which one's a clone?
He's telling you to choose carefully. Anthony, are you sure you're choosing carefully?
I'm not sure he chose carefully. But that's fine. Which one?
Wood.
Yeah, A or B?
Whichever is closest to me.
We'll say B.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go full lethal blast.
Okay.
So that's quantum times three. It's quantum times three and then quantum bolt times two for lethal.
Yeah.
Four.
We're getting all Greek tragedy up in here.
Nice!
11 successes.
Damn! Nice.
Okay. Damn!
Doo-doo-doo.
And I burn his coat.
He barely has a scratch. He sneezes a little.
That'll do some damage. That's a lot.
So, the bolt partially goes through him and into the back wall of the office. He staggers. There is a singeing smell. You believe you have hurt him. You do not believe you have hurt him as much as you wish you had. And, alright. Bo. Al, what's Al doing?
I'm honestly looking to see if there's like a window latch. We're looking for a window latch right now, guys.
I mean, there's literally an open door behind you.
I don't feel like I can move fast enough, but okay, if there's not a window latch, you're saying there's not a window latch?
No, it's 39 floors up. Who the fuck has window latches?
I don't know. Eric Clapton. I guess I'll start going down the stairs.
Ouch.
Okay, so first you gotta get out the door.
Yeah, I'm going.
So you stick your head out the door, and you see... So, a couple of things. I didn't feel like it was worth mentioning because it was Benny, and so it didn't matter. But you see a bunch of casings from automatic weapons laying on the ground, bullet holes on the wall. They actually did shoot Benny on the way out, but just like... So what? And now, a few gentlemen with large guns pointed at you.
Now, they were instructed not to kill him.
They know they can't kill Benny.
No, I'm talking Al.
That is true. That is true.
So they're going to kneecap him and drag him downstairs.
That is true. They look at you, and like one of them cocks his head and starts to approach you with open hands. What are you going to do?
He wants a drug.
Drops his weapon.
He drops his weapon?
Well, I mean, it's like holstered. Like, it's attached with a cable to his... You know, it's got a strap, but he's not like...
It's on a sling. He just lets it...
Thank
he
you.
Slides
I think of the
down.
Word sling. I
was like, dangling.
How many of them dangling. Are there?
There are three.
Three?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to turn around and...
It's like Mr. Bean is about to go into combat.
I'm gonna go down and say, Finley, you got this?
No.
Okay. If you don't got this, I will attempt to use the quantum leech power.
Okay. All right. Roll it on Finley Senior.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll it.
So I will burn
I'm
a will.
Sorry, Scott Bakula is a national treasure, and I will stab you.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I love that show, honestly. So I'm going to burn a willpower.
Okay.
So it's going to be 10 dice.
Okay. Roll it.
You can Fingers do crossed. It. You can
Bubbly.
Do it.
Clickety clack.
Yeah,
you can do it.
Now Finley Senior rolls 15 dice to see if
he rolls his willpower. Ooh. Okay. So Ooh. Your quantum vampire did not work, but your quantum leech does.
Okay, and then I. Calmly shut the doors behind me.
How many do you got? How many quantum do you gain?
Let's see. It is so versus willpower. I gain the number of quantum points equal to quantum plus power rating.
Okay.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, you gained 6. Is this from A or B?
5. Which one's in the middle? Whichever one's in the middle.
Okay, that's C.
Okay, we're going for C then.
All right, so you gain how much quantum? 6? You lose a 6?
No, it's 5, not 6. 5, sorry. Okay.
All right, so that's round one. Bruce, you are still going downstairs. Benny is... Bruce from above you, you are a crash, by the way. Benny, you are hot on his heels. Brad, you are about halfway down the building on the stairs. You're trying not to get Sage killed by bouncing her into something. As you're running,
do they see Benny fall?
As you're running, you see Benny fall from the sky. On the way down. truly.
And I paused just long enough for Sage to say, "Fucking Christ, we are the worst superheroes ever." And I'll continue on. Do you need to go all the way to the bottom, or do you just need to go somewhere where there's a terminal or something?
I gotta get to the sub-basement.
Alright. Boom.
Okay. Next round. Roll initiative.
I go on 8.
Fantastic.
Actually, and no, I go on 9. Sorry.
Al?
Oh, God!
How did y'all both roll a 1?
God, you're so terrible at being
This is gonna hurt.
Okay, so C like starts heading for the door. B comes after Finley, and A comes after Al. So your very angry father approaches you and is gonna take a swing at you.
He's gonna give you a hug and say he forgives.
A love tap. It's just for your own good, son.
It is for your own good. Let's see.
Fuck it up. only 2 successes. Okay.
Okay, so that's 4 successes. What's your dodge?
4.
Is it?
It's
fantastic.
4.
Fantastic. You are fast. Okay. He still hits you. He just doesn't get any bonus for hitting you. He clocks you.
Machine 4 and lethal 2 soak.
Oh, this is bashing. This is bashing.
Okay. Oh, well, he's not trying to kill you. That's great.
He probably wants your brain fluid for experiments.
Genetic match, actually. Actually. Oh, I don't like that laugh.
I'm sorry.
You're fucked.
So, it's going to be 4 successes. It's 5 successes. What's your bashing soak?
My dodge is 4. My bashing soak is 4.
Okay, so you take 1 bashing damage.
Okay.
You are bruised, which does not affect you right now. Ow!
Yeah. So excited to be here right now.
So, Al, what's your dodge?
I don't know. I've been looking at my...
Okay, it's your wits plus dexterity divided by...
He never thought it would come to this.
So, what's your wisdom?
So, 5 divided by what?
3.
3? Okay. Bad. 1.
Okay. So, he hits you. He's going to get a bonus die.
Of course he is.
He hits you harder than he... Man, that's fantastic. So take 4 bashing. What's your soak?
My bashing soak is 15.
Oh. It connects and you don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
My bashing soak is huge.
Yeah, you're very tanky. That must be you're nice. Just not very strong.
Yeah.
This is going to be a slap fight. Fantastic. Thank you for that, Bruce, in general. Really, thank you for that. It really just, man, it brings everything together.
You're welcome.
Fantastic. All right, next up is, I guess, Finn. Finn's probably got a higher initiative than, Finn's definitely. Finn, what you doing?
So I'm going to do it again. If he's, if this particular one is still coming after me, I'm going to.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to get a little bit. I'm just going to try to back up just a little bit from him. So I'm kind of getting out of crabby distance.
Yep.
Yeah. And fire again.
Okay.
6 successes.
You hit. You definitely hit. You're going to get, that's just your damage. It's just flat damage, isn't it? Do you have any mega decks? That adds to it, by the way.
Oh, then, I have 1 mega dex.
Okay, alright. So 7 total. You hit him. He looks worse than before. You still don't feel like part of the beam still passes through him in the wall to the wall behind him. Like, so you're gouging out like pieces of the wall behind him as you blast him. Al, what you doing?
Yeah, so I'm going to attempt vampire again.
Okay.
I know it didn't work the first time, but I think he's been spurred on by the success of the leech.
I cannot wait for this one to fail again.
Okay, so I've got 1 success, 3 auto successes, so it's 4 total successes.
So 4 successes?
Yes.
Okay.
And that is rolled against his, willpower? No.
Yes,
against his willpower.
Hold on a second. Keep your pants on. Nothing happens.
Cool.
Like, you go to reach for the power again, and it's just like something's blocking. Something is blocking that particular power.
Cool. I just go, can we talk this out?
Oh, and Miss Samson is like pushed up in the corner farthest away from you.
Oh, wait, Miss Samson's still in the room?
Yeah, she's still in the room.
Done. I'm about to fuck that bitch up.
Fantastic.
The innocent bystander.
The only one you couldn't seem to land a blow on.
Like, she's not young either. She's like 60, 65. She's been, Finn, she's been your dad's secretary for literally longer than you've been alive.
She's about to have a bad day.
Okay. So she's complacent in some shit, then, is what you're trying to say.
Could be. Who's to say? In this day and age, who is to say what is complacent and what is not? I'm to say. I am the one that is saying. Okay. So, that's the end of round 2. Person Finley C gets, like, he's like out the door. A and B are brawling with you two. Benny is past the first floor to the second sub-basement. And at this point he realizes there's more than one basement.
That may be a problem. Having to figure that out.
That may be a problem.
Did you say, did you tell Hank exactly what sub-basement to go to?
I did. I described the whole layout that I got.
Okay, so that's sub-basement 3.
Well, Benny will call out, like, Miss Sage, where you at?
And as you call out, you see a blur run by you.
Oh, sub-basement 3, Benny! Sub-basement 3!
I think I'm having the cataracts.
It's more like this.
I think there's a mosquito in here.
you see a blur come up. You're having cataracts. This is it. You finally hit old age. The time has come to put the towel in. You might as well just go home to Carmichael
which is a fine old Italian name.
Carmichael, sorry. It's been a long time getting here, okay? Okay, all right. I'm assuming Benny's going to continue going down. Is Brad and Sage going to wait for Benny at the entrance to the third floor, or just keep going?
Are they going to wait? Because is there another security door or anything?
Oh, actually, yeah, there is a security door. Brad could, I guess, try and kick it open.
Yeah, you go through the security door that Benny has obviously kicked open because it's kicked open the wrong way. It says pull on it in big, broad letters.
I don't judge. All right, carry on and keep going. Try to get her to where she needs to be and be on the lookout for Hank.
Okay, so you, at this point, Hank is... Do you have super strength, Hank?
No.
Okay, Hank, you have reached the third sub-basement. There is a door in front of you. A second later, Brad has reached the third sub-basement, along with carrying Sage. There is a door in front of you.
Hey, guys. I'll just check this real quick if we need, unless one of y'all wants to kick it open.
And you hear Benny, you hear a voice, very familiar voice, geez, from somewhere above you going, "Hey, guys, where are you?
How many fucking basements does the building gotta have? Holy shit.
Benny!
I'm coming, Miss Sage, don't worry."
Benny's the real one.
Honestly. Right.
Benny's the real hero. We're all going to hell.
Honestly, need Benny to carry out Jen's mom in her little ice box. It's all working great.
So you're gonna try and hack the terminal?
Yeah, I'll try. Okay. We'll wait on Benny.
All right, roll.
That's just hack. I guess it's the exact same roll. Either way. 3 + 1 auto success, so 4.
You fiddle with doors. You get it. You hear the click, and it unlocks. And you the three of you have reached sub-basement 3. Back in the main office, Al and Finn make a perception plus awareness check.
4 dice.
Y'all probably have the clones, and we're gonna have to.
I forgot to do 9 again, but I got 1 success, and it would have been another.
Okay, roll another die.
No successes.
Fantastic. Roll another die. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Just 1 success. Just the 1.
That's fine. That's all you need. As you are engaged in this, you see Finley Senior C walking away, and as he walks away, he starts to sink into the floor.
Don't like that.
Like he's just passing
one of them or all three of them?
Just the one.
Got it.
Everybody, the top three, well, you know, your two, the dead people. I mean, roll initiative.
16.
Going at least on 12.
All right, Finley Jr. goes first. He's got the drop on dear old dad. Okay.
So has my dad fully sunk into the floor yet?
I mean, like, his just top of his shoulders and head are still a little visible.
I'm going to run up and just straight blast him in the forehead.
Okay. Roll it.
Harry Potter.
Please use a willpower.
I will use a willpower to make it 21 dice.
Oh my
god. Ooh.
Fantastic.
Watch one success.
Just botches all the way down.
Evan!
Seven successes with plus one for the mega dex.
Okay, so that's eight successes. That's halved to four. You can't tell if you hurt him or not. You smell something burning, but it doesn't distract him from what he's doing. Meanwhile, you've turned your back on B, who will now punch you in the dick. Directly in the dick. He rolled.
Daddy fights dirty.
He will get one success. He misses. Does not connect. Bo,
pedophile.
Your opponent will also try. He actually. What's your dodge?
Dodge is one.
He succeeds. He hits you.
Ooh, that tickles.
He hits you for six.
Ooh.
Bashing, which does nothing to you. All right. Ben went first. Al, what you doing?
Is there even an inch of that motherfucker above the floor?
Yes.
Okay. I am burning a willpower, and I'm doing Quantum Vampire one more time, because I'm just going to try to take whatever power he's using to go through the floor,
nice.
And then just have him phase stuck through that shit.
Ooh.
Bold move. Okay. Hold on.
Four successes.
Hold on.
Plus three auto successes. It's seven.
Ooh, okay.
Hold on. All right. So, you go to suck his powers out. You get a brief flicker. And you get 1 point of density control.
Okay.
That's it. He continues to sink through the floor.
I look at the old lady. You're fucking next.
Dear me!
It's your density.
But surely you wouldn't hurt a little old lady.
My grandson Jonathan will
Jonathan will save me. Oh, yeah. All right.
So that Aunt B as a secretary? Was that what I meant?
Pretty much. Back to the other group. The door is now open. Benny catches up. Benny, you turn the last corner of the stairwell down to sublevel 3, and you see Sage and Hank and Brad all just hanging out down there while Sage fiddles with the door, and then the door goes click and opens.
Oh, so that's how you do that.
Thanks, Benny.
Fantastic.
You got the first one for us.
Fantastic. So, what is the group of four doing?
I will do a quick... All right, we've got to get the mainframe because we need to get the proof on this guy. We need to get that out as a priority. Also, Finn's mom is frozen down here. If we want to, like, I don't know, kind of help her. Maybe if we take her out, he'll stop. I feel like he won't. But, you know, that could be a priority. But mainframe is the top priority. and it is exactly in this place that I will describe.
Isn't that the origin of Mr. Freeze from Batman?
That's what similar. I was just about to ask. But wait,
Who did I talk to earlier? Clone? Yeah, it's a clone. It's a clone. He cloned his wife. She's frozen because she's got a genetic disease. He says healers can't help, but you know, I'd like you to give it a try. Because he created all
he
of
can
us.
Clone people?
Yeah, including himself. He was a clone in the library.
Yeah, Finley and Al are probably outnumbered, so I'm going to go back up and help them.
Yeah, okay. Avoid the guys with the ski masks.
I try to, as a general principle.
Well, they're highly contagious right now.
Good to know. All right. I give you a kiss, and then I run back to my seat.
What?
Hola.
Yeah, Benny, they have late-stage Ebola. Just avoid them.
Benny will bend down and whisper loudly in Sage's ear. Hey, I think those two are like a couple or something.
Yeah, Benny, I think you're right, dear.
All right, so Bruce is going back. What are the three of you doing?
I would like to head Brad's to the mainframe first.
Okay, so this is like you walk out into this area. There's a long hallway. There are several doors to either side. It looks like there are probably about six doors in this area. There is each one has a little like code, like a little like security door thing going on. There's a door at the end of the hallway which is reinforced. It says biohazard. The door is obviously not just like an office door. It's a fucking security door. To your left is the next door to go down to sublevel basement 4. So,
but the mainframe's on this floor.
Are there scientists running around in lab coats? And
there robots? Is a mail clerk pushing the mail around, and he looks up and he's like, what in the heck?
What in the... Nope.
mail's just still got delivered. No, you do not see any scientists in this hallway.
Sage's priority is getting that mainframe so we have the dirt that we need. Okay. And I had the whole floor plan for that, so I'm heading straight to where I know that is.
Okay, so first on your right, you know it's somewhere in this area. You gonna crack it open?
Yeah, I will. Yes, I will. Do I need to roll for that?
Oh yeah, 100% roll for that. Yeah.
Two successes plus one auto success.
Okay, so it pops and clicks, and you open it, and it opens into, you've probably never seen like a server control room. It opens into a server control room, which is it's a massive, like 40-foot long desk with huge monitors. Like hanging from the wall and the ceiling, the front half, like everything from like the desk to the ceiling. If it's not monitors, it's glass. There's a glass door over to the left that leads out into what is obviously a server room. From this vantage point, you can see like down and see the two other doors that lead directly into the server room. And as you burst in, there is a guy sitting there, like, wearing shorts and, like, a Georgia Tech t-shirt and looking at screens, typing away. A couple of guys standing, trying to figure out what the hell's going on with the power. Pretty much the CIT department.
Nice.
They right now do not notice you. Exactly. It's exactly like that.
Sage, have them open the door for me at the end of the hall.
Yep, I will. I will quietly, so they don't hear me, so I have access. I will. Is that where I know his mom is? Or is that the danger room with the dude who fucked all this shit up for us?
Yeah.
I saw where his mom was, right?
You know she's on this level. You didn't know exactly what room she's in. Ugh. You know there's a medical room on this level, a medical wing.
Yeah, I would. Like, it's got to be on the medical level. I don't know if it's that scary door. We know that the guy who crashed into the space station is somewhere in here, and I don't think we want to let him out.
I don't want to let him out, but I need to go to the mom, and I need to go there fast while you're doing what you're doing. I have a Hail Mary.
Okay, well, let me... Can I, if I'm in the server room, like, get access to the full layout where I would know where the medical wing was?
I mean, yes, but it's going to be very obvious to the three people in there.
All right, well, here's what Sage is going to do. Sage is going to straighten her clothes and stand up straight and just walk in and be like, all right, gentlemen, it's time to get our shit together. The boss sent me down here to organize this shit. Y'all are failing at getting the power back up, and he's very disappointed. So let's snap, snap, get it together, or you're all fired.
Roll that manipulation plus subterfuge.
Okay. I've got subterfuge. Okay, that's not actually that bad. Sage is a much better liar than Olivia. Two successes.
Look at that. Alright.
And if you don't listen, my body, the security new detail we hired, is gonna drag you out of here. Pointing at Benny behind me.
Yeah, I know where to find him.
I love Benny so much. Two of them are kind of suspicious. The one sitting in the chair is just like, okay, not long, light his headbuds in, like, just listen to music. Just like, sure, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Be like, excuse me, I'm going to go to one of the chair. Be like, I will take the seat. I will take over getting the power back on. Y'all work on getting those servers connected over there. Just point to where I see some servers that look like they need some fixing.
That need connection? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Some loose cables. Okay, so you sit down. Yeah. What are you going to do?
I'm trying to find the layout so I can know where to send Hank and get him in.
The medical wing is at the end of this hall behind that door. However, you cannot open the door from any remote terminal.
Great. Can I try and hack into opening the door?
No, you cannot access the door from any remote terminal. It's not connected to anything.
Alright, so I would have to go to the door.
I should, in the future, perhaps not build villain lairs the way I would actually build villain lairs.
I will,
Yeah, I haven't seen any lava anywhere.
It's a little too efficient the way I would actually do it, yeah.
I will spend a second looking like I'm doing something important on the screen, and then I'll be like, all right, y'all get back at this. My associate here is going to make sure y'all don't fuck up shit more. So, and I'll be right back with my other associate.
Are you leaving Benny there?
To make sure. I'm like, nobody touches the computer because I don't trust you not to fuck shit up. And if I hear you touch one, my friend here is going to beat you up. Isn't that right, Benny?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that completely.
All right, Benny, they touch the computer. Fuck him up. And I will try to hurry Hank down to the end of the hallway so I can try and get through the door for him.
Benny will go loom over the computer.
Fantastic. Okay, we're going to pause this for a second. What does this do? What are the buttons? Initiative group. Initiative. Roll me initiative. Show me your initiative. Have some initiative. Take that initiative and eat it.
14. My highest roll.
Still not going to go first. Still not going to go before. Anthony. Yep.
Anferny.
Jonathan!
I was going 17.
God damn, did we all roll nines?
Yeah, we did. Okay, so Anthony Jonathan goes first.
Okay, so I have Dad still sinking into the floor.
He's gone.
He's sunk.
He's gone now.
Yeah, he's gone.
And so I just got to deal with... I'll go back to...
You just got to deal with your two dads.
Just a sitcom, your two dads.
Paul Reiser and the other one.
It's double the disappointment.
EJ from The Bear.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'm going to shoot at the main one that I've been going after, which is B. I'm going to try to, like, shoot him in the head since I'm, like, really close to him. Like, put my hands, like, on his face.
Okay.
Nine successes plus one.
Okay, so 10, so 5. So this one dissipates. He just poofs.
Real one's probably headed our way.
Take that, Dad.
Got some like pent up aggression you need to work out. Do you go to therapy for this?
This is my favorite. My therapy.
Alright. So yeah, he's
what does the other dad do when that one just like goes poof?
Looks angry, like he's been looking.
Oh, so it's just the same. Just this is just a normal look for you. Okay, this is just default. Okay.
All right. So, Dad A has kind of figured out that punching Al is not going to do any good. So he's coming for Finn. So he turns and he charges you.
But why, Father?
Nice. He misses. He goes careening through you and out the other side.
Do the clones ever get into an argument over which one's the original?
No.
Can we have a paradoxical situation here?
No. The clones know who's in charge. Al!
Yaya!
What's you doing?
Okay, if Finley's other dad is going after Finley, I am turning on the old lady.
Okay.
What did the old lady do that is worthy of such punishment?
Guilty by association.
Yeah. I'm gonna go over and try to grapple her in such a way that she's like in front of my body so that I can like walk out with a human shield.
How many times do I gotta teach you this lesson, old man?
Oh, okay. So you're gonna go grab her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no.
Oh,
roll?
What am I rolling here?
So you're rolling a strength plus might. It'll be opposed strength plus might.
Okay.
Is she going to be a strong bitch?
No, she's got a 38 in her purse.
I just got one.
How's your bashing handle that?
I'm in the wrong channel. Hold on, make sure I roll this in the right place. You got one success. Okay. So she's going to roll her strength plus might.
One die.
No, it's probably gonna be like...
Eight. God!
You reach for her? And she, like, she reaches out and grabs your arm on the way in. And this frail little old lady maybe is not. And she throws you across the room.
She was staying back, not for her.
I made a mistake!
For yours.
You don't think you know
my brother, Milhouse.
It's just a throw, but...
All right, Milhouse versus her. Let's go.
I would love to see that fight. Yeah.
I've made a huge mistake.
I was waiting for that. Okay. So, at the end of this turn, without Sage to slow him down, Brad can go faster, so he's going to reach the top of the stairs. He's going to reach the office. Sage, you get to the you and Hank get to the door. There is not an electronic lock.
Oh, so it's
a
key lock?
Combination and a deadbolt.
What would I roll to like try and pick the lock?
You can try and roll dexterity plus ledger domain. Do you have picks on you?
You know, bobby pins in the hair, things like that. Sage is always kind of.
You can try, yeah. Shit. You'll take a penalty with bobby pins since they're not designed to actually pick locks.
Yeah, sure.
Don't know how you get the combination, but you can try.
You know, we'll give it a go. It's worth a try.
Yeah.
May just send Vinny back to break the door 007. Down. Well, what's the dice penalty?
It's just any bonus successes. So, okay. You're going to need 3 successes minimum to get the deadbolt.
Okay.
Not counting the. No.
Yeah, well,
bobby pin breaks.
For the shot, we'll look at Brad and be like, "I'm gonna send," or look at Hank and be like, "I'm gonna send Benny back here to help you. I'm better back there."
Sounds good.
Benny, and remember, kids, this is why I don't have a smart home, and instead only have the smartest thing is a printer from 1996, and I keep an axe next to it in case it makes a strange sound.
Fair enough.
Mimics.
Okay.
All right.
So it is getting late. We're gonna pause right here.
Yeah, good call.
Tell me why I expected that old lady to be normal when it's Will.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Tell me why.
I
wanted to kill a normal
Finley
old
Senior's
lady
like right hand bitch. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm also a little frightened about old Finley Senior like floating down the floor towards us.
I am slightly curious, mostly horrified, to note what everyone is planning for the next session. I think some people are going to make some terrible life choices. I'm here for it. I need you to know that deep inside.
Already working on it.
Yeah. This is Alan's last week in the Dirty South, isn't it?
He's got 2 more weeks.
Math is hard. I probably shouldn't. What in the holy shit fuck?
I may never forgive you for sicking card crack on me.
Which card crack?
Magic.
Dude, I kicked that habit.
I had to kick that habit once I had a $10,000 deck.
Oh,
I was just like, this has gotten too far.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's actually remarkably easy to do.
Yeah, it happened real fast. It was a whirlwind.
Oh, it hurts.
Interestingly, this is the last weekend that most of my furniture will be in Mississippi. So
you'll just have to
interesting week afterwards.
You'll just have to sleep like a bat hanging upside down.
Yeah.
But he did that anyway.
There you go.
Didn't they do that in the Tim Burton 1989 Batman movie?
Yes.
No.
He didn't
they had
sleep
Michael
that way.
Keaton sleep upside down.
Yes.
Hanging.
He's alive. But why though?
He's like meditating or some shit.
It's Tim Burton.
Those inverted things are great. I wish I had one now.
That's true.
Good for your back, I hear.
Tables.
I was just talking about the sex positions, but yeah, the back too.
I mean, yeah, you know, these things are important. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I have a St. Andrew's cross.
Hey, so Brooke, how you doing?
Is that going to kill us or not? Let's go.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Let's dive into the game.
Stick.
Yeah?
I'll cash up you $1 million if you make Finley Sr.'s first quote of this game be, "I have a St. Andrew's quote."
As tempting as that is, I know you don't have that much money on you, so no.
It's true.
I know
I spent it all on magic.